You've been married to your villain for a while now. You, the hero, is strapped to my latest invention, a power siphoning machine which is slowly draining the hero's power. Well, darling, what do you say? Are you ready to give up yet?
Oh, of course not. You never did know when to surrender, did you?
I'll just enjoy the view, then. My poor, foolish hero. Still that determination, that tenacity, that focus that keeps you fighting even in the midst of a losing battle. One of the many things that makes you so charming. You have such beautiful eyes. Even more so when they're alight with anger. Oh, I'm afraid it's hopeless, darling. Those cuffs are cryolium steel. You know what that means, don't you?
Oh, that's right. No hope of escape. Not even with your extraordinary powers. Though, in a few short minutes, I doubt you'll feel quite so powerful anymore.
Rattle those cups. That's right. Keep struggling. I can see you getting weaker with each passing moment. Oh, you feel it, don't you? Yes. Focus on how your strength is failing. Exhaustion seeping in as my machine siphons your power away. How I love to see you so desperate, so helpless. Soon the transfer will be complete, and I'll be truly unstoppable. Wait, is that your phone? That's the school's ringtone? Uh-oh. Hang on. Where's that released switch? Just let me... Okay. Hello? No, sorry. This is Mrs. Savage. My husband is tied up with work at the moment. Is everything okay? Oh, no. 101.4. Yikes. No, she was a little sluggish at breakfast, but her temperature was fine when she left this morning. Definitely sounds like she's coming down with something. We'll come and get her. No, don't worry. We can get her some medication when we get there. Sorry, I keep forgetting to submit those medication forms. Okay, thank you. We'll be there as soon as we can. Great, thanks. You too. Bye.
Yep, that was the nurse's office. Sounds like Abby was getting that bug that's going around. Huh? Oh, right. Sorry.
Whoa, whoa, careful, babe. Are you okay?
Here, why don't I pick you up?
I think you should go home and get some rest.
Yes, of course. I did just drain a lot of power from you, after all.
Since integrating back into society, you've done so well. You've got that award ceremony at City Hall tomorrow. Maybe it'd be better if we postponed the power-draining scheme until later this week. Well, you can certainly try. I doubt you'll be able to defeat me this time, no matter how many plans you come up with. Look, I look forward to seeing what you've got, even if your efforts are bound to fail in the end. Oh, come on, you know I love my monologues. Oh, yes, for sure. Tonight is definitely pizza night. All right, I'll see you at home. I love you too. All right, got her to sleep.
I know. Never thought I'd see the day when I would be bested by one so small. Bedtime should not take an hour.
No, I swear. I haven't touched the sleep ray since last year. Even if I'd thought of it, I wouldn't have had the chance. She was out like a light before I'd even finished the story. Oh, it's gone down a bit, thank God. Still over 100, though, so we'll need to keep her home tomorrow.
You want me to stay with her?
That works. Once you get back from the ceremony, we can switch out. I'll be sad to miss it. I was planning to come in disguise, but oh well. Life happens. Probably just as well, though. I almost forgot to take off my mask before I walked into school earlier. I know. I got halfway across the parking lot before I remembered. No, I don't think anyone saw. But maybe I should tune up that memory modifier just in case. You think they'd believe me if I said I was just getting ready for Halloween? Good point. Considering it's not even fall, probably not. What about you, babe? How are you feeling? Any lingering effects from the siphoning? None? Damn, I guess I'll have to try harder next time. Oh, before I forget, guess what? I was able to book that Airbnb for our anniversary. My cute one in the mountains. Remind us of old times. The one with a fire pit out back. And get this. Turns out it has a hot tub, too. Well, yeah, it was booked solid, but I may or may not have persuaded the owner to give us a priority. Don't worry, babe. They're fine. Or at least they will be once the effects of the mind scrambler wear off. I had it to the lowest setting, I promise. In any case, the place is ours. I have somebody set up to take Abby for the week. So, it's just you and me. Of course, anything for you, my darling. It'll be nice to have some privacy. I've got a few other evil schemes I've been working on. Ones that the public will never hear about. Oh, I think you can guess, darling. Like I said, I enjoy seeing you helpless. And as much effort as you put into pretending otherwise, being a hero, I know you enjoy it, too. That's right. I'm looking forward to finally claiming victory over you. At last, the powerful hero will know the taste of defeat. And don't you worry, there will be a wonderful consolation prize. Oh, it depends. Is there a particular prize you had in mind? Go on, darling, don't be shy. Tell me, what would you like? My, who would have imagined our brave, upstanding hero would have such wicked thoughts? You know, sometimes I think you ought to join me. With a mind as delightfully twisted as yours, you'd make a good damn villain. No, I know. I'm kidding, kind of. Sometimes I do wish we could fight together instead of against each other. Still, I'm lucky to have the best nemesis in the whole world. I'm going to go get another piece of pizza. You want one? One slice of Hawaiian coming right up. See? Proof that you have the mind of a villain. Not even I can bring myself to stomach the evil that is pineapple on pizza. Hey. On second thought, maybe pizza can wait. Do you truly think your pathetic pillow projectiles will work against me? Think carefully, hero. After all, I still possess the power I stole from you earlier. Is this truly a battle you want to fight? Very well, then. I suppose I have your answer. You'd better brace yourself, darling. I won't go easy on you. Still harboring delusions of victory, I see. What a shame. I hope for your sake that you're right. For if I win, there will be consequences. Oh, yes, terrible, dire consequences indeed. I suppose we'll just have to see, won't we? Now, what are you waiting for, hero? Bring it.